Well, Andrew, BBL trophy winner again. You're now record holder. This is your sixth BBL trophy winner's medal, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, that's it's pretty insane, really. It's been, you know, I've been pretty successful in this competition. I've already lost the final twice as well, so it could have been, you know, could have been a bit more. But you know, it's fantastic. We were the underdogs today, but we came out. We executed our game plan really well, and you know, I know. Different players are going to get headlines, you know, BJ had an MVP game and I've won a lot of championships, but it was a real team effort today. And you know, you can't pick any, you know, I can't really pick any one person out that, you know, was more important than another, and you know, we're just over the moon.
It's a team that you've struggled against this year. They're the league leaders. You've not beaten them on four occasions, but what was the secret today?
We just made shots at the right time. We came out the start of the game.
19 titles.
We made a lot of threes, which was good, and it meant they didn't really play zone as much as they have in the past. And you know, they were playing man, and we were getting, you know, getting good looks. And against other teams, a lot of teams try playing zone on us, and we've, you know, we've been successful against them, and then they stop. But in the four games we played Leicester, they've you know, they've played zone, and we've not been able to break it. But today we did. They played man, and you know, that was key to our success.
And what does this competition mean for you? Obviously, we've talked about the six winners' medals in this one competition and the 19 it now is across all competitions. What does the trophy mean to you as a competition?
Well, it was the first one that I won, so it's a kind of, you know, nice bit of symmetry that it was my first one. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, you know, over the next year or the end of this season, so it could possibly be my last one. So nice bit of symmetry to my career. It's but they're all special in their own way, and you go through different things with each one. This is probably only I think it's the third time that I've been an underdog, so you know, and you know, and we pulled it off, which was fantastic, and you know, I'm almost lost for words.
Just talk me through the last kind of stages of the game. You know, Leicester equalised with 1 minute 30 left in the game. It's 69 all, and then BJ goes down court and hits those two from the free throw line.
Yeah, they were always going to make a run because they're a good team. You know, they're top of the league. They lost two games all season for a reason. They won the cup, so they're always going to come back at us. And they tied the game, but then they, you know, we missed, and then they came down on offense. But we got a big stop. We got a steal. BJ went the other way and drew the foul. And he's a, you know, he's a really good free throw shooter. So I was confident he was going to make both, and he did.
Just the guy that you want in that clutch situation.
Yeah, him. You know, myself, you know, it wouldn't have really mattered, but he stepped up, he made them, you know, full credit to him.
And you had to go into today's game without Micah Williams. Did you feel his loss out there today?
Yeah, obviously it would have been nice if Micah had been out there, you know, because he's been with us all year, he's been part of our success. But generally, when you lose a key player like that, the first game, it doesn't really affect you because everyone else knows they have to step up and you play on adrenaline. And we did that today and we covered for him. It's, you know, how we react going forward, that's when we'll probably feel his loss. And you know, teams will know that he's not playing as well. It might I think it was a little bit of a surprise to Leicester, but you know, it's unfortunate for Micah, but we've got to move forward.
And where does what can you do with this result going on from here? Will you use it as a springboard going forward, looking for the playoffs?
I don't know if it'll be a springboard, because we played well in the trophy and cup throughout the season, but we've got to just make sure now we consolidate a playoff spot and get as high up as we can. We want to try and avoid Leicester and Newcastle in the first round, if possible. But you know, if we play them, you know, we've proved we can beat them now, so it won't hold any fear as long as we just get in. But we got to keep our foot on the gas. You know, we can't, just because we won something, rest on our laurels.